Hello? Hey, can you hear me? Oh, thank God. No, calm down. I'm right here. You just can't see me. I know this is really confusing, but I promise you aren't going crazy or anything. Just relax. I can't hurt you in any form anyway. No, I'm not a ghost. I mean, I guess I kind of am, but my body is still alive. That's why I need your help. You're the first person I found that can hear me, and I really need your help to get me back to my body. Can you help me? Please? Oh, thank you! Please, can you come right now? I'll guide you to my house. It's not far from here. No, don't worry about driving. It will be quicker for you to just walk straight there. We actually live on the same block. Just try to follow my voice. I'll stay a little in front of you. I'm so very thankful for your coming. I suppose I at least owe you an explanation. So, do you know what an out-of-body experience is? Astral projection? Sure, like Doctor Strange. Well, not everyone can do it. My mother could, and apparently I can too. But she died before she could really teach me how to do it. I've been home from college for spring break, hanging out in my old bedroom when I found a book. I think my mom meant to give it to me. It explained a lot of things about me and about her that I never knew. So I read the whole thing and decided I just had to give it a try. It worked. It was so easy. I can just sort of float around and observe, see my body from the outside. I spent quite a while just wandering around. Nobody could see or hear me, except the occasional cat or dog who would freak out when I came near. But then, when I tried to return to my body, nothing happened. I tried to sit up, but my projection sat up. My body just lay there. I realized I still couldn't even feel my body. I could see I was breathing, but I couldn't feel it. Something went wrong. I was really panicking, going from house to house trying to find someone that could hear me, someone with a close enough resonance. I guess that's you. Anyway, thanks again. This is my house here. I'm pretty sure both of the doors are locked. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. I don't keep a spare key or anything. Head over to the side there. Yeah, see that basement window? It doesn't lock, just push it open. There's a shelving unit right below. You can stand on it. Just kick those boxes off. Good, you're in! Oh, thanks for that. I'm not sure how much you can see. Everything looks bright as day to me, but I know it's pitch black down here. Just walk forward. Turn a little to your left. Keep going. Hold your hand out. There, that's the railing of the stair. Just follow up to the top. Here we are. This is my kitchen. Thank you so much again for doing this. I know how weird this must be. Okay, down that hallway at the end, the door to the right. See? There's my body! I told you I'm still alive! That is flattering, but could you stop staring? That book, called Resonance, right there in my hand. My finger is stuck in the right page as a bookmark. Can you open it for me? Just lay it on the bed, thanks. Yes, I read all of this. Can you turn the page for me? There. See? That's what I've been trying. It just says to return to your physical form as close as possible and return to your natural resonance. It doesn't work. I tried for probably a half hour. What? Yes, resonance. Harmonics, frequency? I'll see if I can explain it quickly. Everyone has a physical self and an astral self. They both resonate in the same way, so they stay connected. They are harmonically linked. There's no way to change your body's resonance other than through certain severe physical injuries, and most people have no control over their astral resonance, so they stay connected. It is such a perfect link that neither is even aware that the other is a separate thing. Some people, like my mother and I, can change our astral resonance so that we become disconnected, astral projecting. Going back should be just as simple. It even says so right in the book. I must have missed something. Can you maybe just start flipping pages forward? Just go slow. I'll read over your shoulder. There! Stop! Reestablish the link. Correct mental state. Triggered by a strong reflex. Strong reflex. That's such a vague term. There are so many reflexes. A reflex is basically anything your body can do without conscious thought. That's quite a bit. Do you mind helping me out here? Like, try tickling my feet. Yes, tickling. When somebody tickles you and you try to pull away or squirm, that's a reflex. That's why it's nearly impossible to stop yourself from doing it. Just along the bottom of my foot there. See? My foot is twitching. Keep doing that. I'm going to lay down in my body. Oh, that's something. I can feel it a little. Like I feel my whole foot for a second, but when you stop, it just disconnects. Let's try something stronger. Gag reflex. No, seriously. I mean, be careful. You probably don't want me to lose my lunch or anything. Just open my mouth and try to touch the back of my tongue. Oh God, I felt that. Please stop. This is just too unpleasant. Look, I think I know why this isn't working. Most reflexes only affect a small number of nerves, just a single part of the body. I need something that will be felt all over at once. And look, I know how crazy this whole situation is. We don't even know each other, and I'm here asking you to do things to my body. But do you think you could try to give me an orgasm? Yes, an orgasm. It's a conscious and an emotional experience, but there's also a full body reflex, too. That's why people can have an orgasm in their sleep. That's the reflex part that doesn't require consciousness. Look, I trust you. I can even confidently say that you're my type. Besides, this college girl loves sex, and if this works and I get back to my body properly, I'd love to show you some things I've learned on campus. But right now, I can't do anything. I need you to take control. Just unbutton my jeans. Start there. Yes, this is 100% consensual. I'm right here telling you to do this. Keep going. Pull the zipper and just slide my pants off. Panties too. Oh, that look on your face is so hot. Your cheeks are red and you look like some sort of hungry animal. Feel free to have a taste if you'd like that. Oh my God, I feel that, like all of it. Oh. Oh, thank you. This is amazing. Hold on just a second. Can you go over to my dresser? Pull out the top drawer. No, pull it all the way out and put it on the floor. All the way in the back, there's a little shelf. My old vibrator is in there. Grab it for me? I know it works. I put fresh batteries in it when I used it last night. Just twist the end. Push it on my clit. A little harder and up a little. Hold it there. This is always the most surefire way to get me to come. Thank you. It worked. Oh. You know, I'd really like to show my appreciation. No, I mean it. No, even if you think I don't owe you anything, I still do. There's a reason you could hear me while I was in my astral form. It means we have very compatible souls. We have a very similar resonance. That's why you seem so familiar to me, and why we sort of trust each other on instinct. I think maybe we were meant to be together. At the very least, my body really wants yours. And I can see you trying to hide a raging erection. Stop trying to hide it. Get it out and put it in me, okay? That didn't take much convincing, did it? No, take your shirt off too. I want to see your whole body naked. I'm just gonna lie back down. Come here. Get on top. No, don't worry about that. I told you, this girl likes sex. I'm on birth control. But you'll be the first guy I've ever had without a condom. I don't trust the guys around campus to be clean. Just go ahead, I'm plenty wet. Oh my god. Yeah. Just like that. No. You don't have to go slow. No, don't worry about that. You can come anytime. Don't try to last as long as you can. I've already had my orgasm. This is all about yours. Look at me. Look in my eyes. I want you to come.
I want you to come inside me. Ready? Are you ready? Come now. Now, baby, come. Yes. Come for me, yes. I can feel it. Oh, wow. Feel better? Here, just lay down next to me. Relax and enjoy the afterglow. So, I don't know what you had planned for the day. I'm sorry if I interrupted something important, but this really could have been a life or death situation. So, I guess it was pretty important for you to help me too. I guess there's something else important I want to tell you. My mom died years ago. But I think maybe she was able to leave her body right before the crash. I think she's been wandering around without her body, checking on me from time to time. Every once in a while, I feel her presence nearby. That's why I was attempting this today. I was trying to see if I could contact her. I want to get good at this, to be able to project whenever I need to and get back just as quick. That way, the next time I feel her nearby, I can try to talk to her. If you aren't busy, do you think you could stay for the rest of the night? I'd feel so much safer having you here to help me if I can't get back in my body. Oh, and like I said, this college girl loves sex. I'd like more of that with you.